Well, good morning, everybody. We're ready to rock and roll here. I'd like to welcome everybody to the San Diego Housing Commission Board meeting of January 11th, 2019. I'd like to call the meeting to order. First of all, a couple of rules of engagement before we get started here. For any members of the public that wish to address the commission, they have to fill out a speaker form. You're going to be limited to 3 minutes each. If you're in an organized presentation, we'll limit that to 15 minutes per side. All non-agenda items will be heard at the beginning of the meeting. Those who wish to address the commission about a topic that's not on the agenda will fill out a white speaker slip, okay? Members of the public may also wish to have an item pulled from the consent agenda by submitting a speaker request form prior to the start of the meeting. To speak on a matter on the agenda, members of the public must complete a speaker form and submit it to the recording secretary before the item is called. Those who wish to speak in opposition to those items must fill out a pink-colored form, and those in favor must fill out a gold-colored form. Okay, with that, let's get started here. I'll call the meeting to order. We have four commissioners present here. We have a quorum to proceed. Let's start off with the non-agenda public item comment period, and with that, I have a request from Martha Welch. Martha? Welcome.
Good morning, Martha Welch. I'm here to speak about the rules we have. AMI is only in this county only, and that's why we don't have housing right now, because it's so high. And also, the supervisor got all the HUD money, and they do all these years, and they didn't build any, and that's why we're missing the HUD buildings. That's why. And also, for years you haven't built two bedrooms and three buildings. I saw you have one today, but for years we haven't built those things right now, mostly studios and everything like that. And also, right now in a seniors building, there's illegal Chinese live there. San Diego has the same probably, Square has the same problem. They don't pay rent because I work with the governor and we stopped their checks for SSD. Medi-Cal and food stamps. We stopped all that stuff. So I know where they live. They know where they live. The FBI worked with the governor also, so we know who got the checks. Also, maybe some people in this room might have SSD, might have that problem with bribes, because that's what goes on in San Diego. But these rules are wrong, 50 years only and all that stuff. And multiple bonds for some things when it's only single, that's not right. It should be, that's a family thing. So I think the bonds are not working all the time. I think it's a live you do all the time with you do all of that.
Thank you, Martha. Okay, I have no other requests to speak on the non-agenda public comment period. Let me turn to commissioner comments. Any comments from the commissioners? Seeing none, we'll move on to commissioner report by the President's Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Gentry. Mr. Gentry?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I have about a half a dozen very brief items to draw the Board's attention to. One is on December the 18th, just last month, we had a grand opening of a new property, the Vista del Puente, and this is one of the developments supported by Housing First San Diego, which is our homelessness action plan. Vice Chair Benvenuto joined Council President George A. Gomez, San Diego County Supervisor Ron Roberts, Rufus Washington, who is Director of HUD's Regional Community Planning and Development Field Office in Los Angeles, and additional partners for this grand opening. The Commission awarded some 38 federal rental housing vouchers to provide rental assistance for households that had previously experienced homelessness, 26 units for veterans and their families, and 12 units for non-veterans. Vista del Puente also included 13 apartments for families with low income that had not experienced homelessness. The Housing Commission also, in addition to the vouchers, awarded some $4.1 million toward this development from our housing investment funding from the city and from HUD flowing through the city. This property is a good example not only of supporting homelessness, but also a mixed income development within the low income housing designation. Also, I'll point out there was $100,000 donated from Funders Together to End Homelessness, a private group of philanthropists. This is to cover operational expenses that could not be covered by our funding. So, funders together, people, we thank you very much for that. Our development partners at Vista Del Puente are National Community Renaissance and Townspeople. On December the 19th, just last month, Chair Artasin participated with San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner, Council President Georgette Gomez, and additional housing partners at a press conference by the Local Initiative Support Corporation, or LISC, here in San Diego. LISC has announced a new fund that will support the creation of additional affordable housing. The LISC Neighborhood Catalyst Fund will provide low interest and longer maturity loans for the pre-development of affordable housing developments. This fund kicked off with a $2 million award from U.S. Bank to LISC San Diego, along with $8 million that LISC National has added through a 4-to-1 match for every dollar that is donated. This announcement is another great example of commitment and spirit of cooperation in the public and private sectors in San Diego. LISC fund will complement the $50 million that the San Diego Housing Commission made available last September to continue the creation and preservation of affordable housing. I will point out that LISC is the organization that's done a lot of the pre-development funding for what the Housing Development Partners have been doing on behalf of the Housing Commission, and they continue being a valuable partner to this organization. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, we got two upcoming events later this month I'd like to draw your attention to, both homelessness-related. One is on January the 30th, 2019. Will be the 13th Project Homeless Connect, which will be held in downtown San Diego at Golden Hall in the San Diego Concourse. And this is a one-day resources fair that connects homeless San Diegans with a variety of services, including flu shots, dental cleanings, and housing navigators and outreach workers to help San Diegans experience homelessness begin to get back on their feet. This is the 8th year that the Housing Commission has been the lead organizer for Project Homeless Connect. Our major organizing partners are the City of San Diego, Interfaith Shelter Network, Family Health Centers of San Diego, and Father Joe's Villages. And there's more information about this for volunteer purposes on our website I would refer you to. Just a few days prior to that, on January the 25th, will be the date of the annual point-in-time count of individuals experiencing homelessness here in San Diego. The Regional Task Force on the Homeless coordinates this regional census of homeless individuals, and this count is essential to obtaining and maintaining federal funding for local homelessness programs. Several of you all on the board, and I, and several staff, have participated in both Project Homeless Connect and the point-in-time count in previous years, and I would invite any of you all to consider joining with us again, whether it's in the wee hours of the 25th to count or on the 30th to provide services or any other time during the year for that matter. Mr. Chairman, also there's another event taking place today, and that is after the conclusion of today's board meeting, late morning, I will be joining California State Senate President Pro Tem Tony Atkins and Assembly Member Todd Gloria to announce the Free Tax Prep San Diego initiative for the upcoming tax season. This initiative helps households with lower incomes prepare and file their taxes for free and potentially add up to, for free, and this will potentially add up to thousands of dollars to the refund through tax credits. Earned income tax credits provide eligible households with a lump sum payment, and these funds will provide them the opportunities to purchase vital household items, pay down debt, and save for the future. The Housing Commission's partners in this initiative include the San Diego City-County Reinvestment Task Force, the San Diego Earned Income Tax Coalition, led by the United Way of San Diego, and our founding corporate partner, Citibank Community Development, which, of course, is affiliated with Citibank. To help raise awareness this tax season, the Housing Commission is emailing information about the Free Tax Prep San Diego to more than 9,000 households whom we serve for whom this could be applicable. These families receive rental assistance or reside in the affordable rental units that we own and operate. We will also host free tax preparation services by appointment at three of our rental housing properties, San Diego Square, just out the window here, downtown San Diego, Calle Primavera in San Ysidro, and Vista Verde Apartments in Logan Heights. I'll point out that the families this could serve could well be families up to $54,000 per year in income, although more likely it's going to be more down around the $24,000, $25,000 level. To make an appointment for the free tax preparation assistance, households can call 211 or visit www.myfreetaxes.org to sign up. Again, this is another part of the services of the Housing Commission to make sure that we're providing help to our families, not just in terms of shelter, but in terms of helping them improve their lives. And, Mr. Chairman, I've got one other additional item I want to address that's of topical interest right now, and that is the federal governmental shutdown that's been going on for about 2 weeks now. And I'd like to point out that you've not heard any dire warnings from the Housing Commission staff yet, because there's been enough money in reserves to cover us thus far. I will remind the older board members and inform the newer board members that beginning about 2 years ago, HUD began managing our reserves for the voucher program for us. And that was not at our request. That was a change in the industry nationwide. So although we do have reserves for our Section 8 Housing Choice Voucher Program, they are housed and managed with the feds. The HUD has let us know that they funded us for subsidies to our voucher program for January. In the event, HUD has indicated that there's enough money to cover February. Beyond February, though, there is no HUD money, no federal money to cover the issue going forward. And I hope sincerely that the issues get resolved in D.C. well before we have to worry about it for the month of March. But I just wanted to let you all know that we're about a month away from some real gnashing of teeth over this issue in this industry. And with that, Mr. Chairman, that concludes my report.
Thank you, Mr. Gentry. that tax prep program that you guys will be announcing today is a great program that we've been doing for a number of years now. And I know you didn't mean the older commissioners. You probably meant the longer-term commissioners. But we won't take offense to that. Very good. Let's move on to the consent agenda. And before I do that, if you're here for item 104, which is the workshop on the San Diego Commission Administrative Services, that's been postponed to the February board meeting. So that will not be heard today. And so on the consent agenda, commissioners, I propose that we handle items 101 and 103 on consent, unless there's any opposition. I have no requests to pull either one of those from consent. So if that's okay with you, I'll entertain a motion to approve items 101 and 103 on consent. I have a motion by Commissioner Davis, second by Commissioner Klumper. Have any further discussion on that? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Items 101 and 103 are approved on consent. Okay, let's go on to item 100 today. This is the election of officers for the calendar year 2019. The chair will make a motion that our chair going forward will be Commissioner Benvenuto and Vice Chair Klumper for the year 2019. Any discussion on those items? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Congratulations, Commissioner Benvenuto and Commissioner Klumper, on serving as our chair and vice chair for 2019. And with that, I'll turn over the gavel to Commissioner Benvenuto.
Quick and painless. Do I have to move?
No, we don't have to. It's up to you.
All right, well, you're up. I'll move. I unloaded all my. It would seem inappropriate to begin this without first giving a hearty thank you and our sincere appreciation to Commissioner Urtasun for his leadership, which was both clear-eyed and firm when necessary. And I think that some of the more tumultuous times that the Housing Commission and the city has faced in the recent past have been better for your participation and for your leadership, and we appreciate it. I've certainly learned a ton from you, watching you and being able to bend your ear about a variety of things. So I am very pleased to take on this role. I am only slightly intimidated to take the role just following you. So thank you for that, and congratulations to Commissioner Klumpner. I'm looking forward to the year ahead. So I appreciate the faith you've put in me. And with that, we can go ahead and get started with item 102, unless there's any other comments that we need to take. No? Okay. Great. Item 102, the preliminary bond authorization for Keeler Court Apartments. Great. We've got Colin Miller and Tina Kessler here to present. I'll go ahead and hand it to you.
Good morning, Commissioners, Mr. Gentry, Mr. Christensen. The item before you today is a request to take the initial steps to issue multifamily housing revenue bonds for the acquisition and construction of Keeler Court Apartments. Staff requests that the Housing Commission recommend that the Housing Authority issue a bond inducement resolution for up to $25 million in multifamily housing revenue bonds, authorize an application and subsequent applications, if necessary, to the California Debt Limit Allocation Committee, and approve the financing team of Kutak and Rock as bond counsel and PFM as financial advisor. Additionally, that the Housing Commission recommend that the City Council hold a Tax Equity and Fiscal Responsibility Act, or TEFRA, public hearing, and adopt a resolution approving the issuance of multifamily housing revenue bonds. The proposed project is a new construction 71-unit development located at 1290 to 1294 Keeler Court in Southeastern Community Planning Area in Council District 9. The proposed development will be a four-story building connected with exterior bridges incorporating 10 studios, 21 bedrooms, 18 two-bedrooms, 22 three-bedrooms, and one manager's unit. The affordable units will include seven permanent supportive housing units for veterans. The project was previously awarded seven Veterans Affairs Supportive Housing, or VASH, project-based vouchers as a part of Housing First San Diego. This slide here shows a site map of the development. Project amenities include on-site laundry, a multi-purpose room, bicycle storage, covered and open parking, and sustainable energy features. I'm going to turn the presentation over to Colin to discuss the financing and the development.
Thank you, Tina. To summarize the developer's request, you are considering approvals to take the preliminary steps to issue up to $25 million in tax-exempt multifamily housing revenue bonds. No loan funds from the Housing Commission are being requested. Approval of the bond issuance and TEFRA resolutions does not commit the Housing Authority to issue bonds. The bonds would not constitute a debt of the city. If bonds are ultimately issued for the project, the bonds will not financially obligate the city, the Housing Authority, or the Housing Commission, because security for the repayment of the bonds will be limited to specific private revenue sources of the project. The developer of the project is Community Housing Works, a nationally recognized nonprofit developer. The property manager will be Con Am Management. The total development cost of the project will be approximately $35.7 million. Sources of funding include bonds, a seller note, tax credit equity, a deferred developer fee, a loan from Civic San Diego, an AHSC loan, a Federal Home Loan Bank AHP loan, an infill infrastructure grant, and general partner contribution to the project. This is the lasagna financing that Mr. Gentry talks about. Units will be restricted at 30 to 60% of area median income for 55 years. Rents will range from $512 to $1,446 per month for the studio through three-bedroom units. Eligible households and individuals will have incomes from $20,450 up to $58,380 based on the 2018 rent and income chart. As previously stated in the report, the development is supported by the initial phase of Housing First San Diego, the Housing Commission's Homeless Action Plan. This item will be brought back for final bond-related approvals in November of 2019. The developer expects to close financing in December of 2019 and complete renovations to the project in December of 2020. Thank you for your time. This concludes our presentation. Joining us today is Sylvia Martinez with Community Housing Works. And we are happy to answer any questions you may have.
Great, thank you. We'll go ahead and move quickly to the two speakers we have in favor before we go on to commissioner comments. Martha Welch.
Martha Welch, I'm in favor of this because it has 2 and 3 bedrooms. We've had a lack of that for years, but I don't like the AMI because I think it's the wrong thing to do, but that's what we do in this county. But I hope it goes forward with the city also. I'll talk there also. Thank you.
Thank you. And Sylvia Martinez, did you wish to speak?
I can speak in response to questions.
Okay, great. Thank you. Commissioner, questions?
Madam Chair, there's really no questions. It's a pretty straightforward preliminary bond issuance here. So with that, I'd move approval.
Motion. Do we have a second? Commissioner Klumpner, what's a second? Any other questions, deliberations? No. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No. Motion carries. Thank you. And I've been notified that we have already skipped the approval of the minutes, the first thing on the agenda, so... Forgive us. We're going to go back for a moment. We did need a motion to approve the minutes from the November 30th, 2018 board meeting. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Thank you. Commissioner Tassin, seconded by Commissioner Davis. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. Okay. And I believe that concludes our meeting with the exception of, again, the workshop item 104 on the administrative services, which has been moved to February. So thank you, everybody, for a very brief meeting. This is great. Thank you.